Nothing is more breathtaking than to look up into the sky on a clear night and drink in the sight of countless heavenly bodies that light up the sky. In this episode of Music and Meditations, we want to behold our God as the creator of all that beauty, as we behold our God as the creator of the stars. I am Aaron Turner, and you are listening to the Meditations and Music Podcast. Isaiah 40, 26 through 27 reads, "Lift up your eyes on high, and behold who hath created these things, that bringeth out their host by number. He calleth them all by names, by the greatness of his might, for that he is strong in power, and not one faileth. Why sayest thou, O Jacob, and speakest, O Israel, My way is hid from the Lord, and my judgment is passed over from my God? The Milky Way, our galaxy, is thought to be 100,000 light years across. Light traveling at a rate of 186,000 miles per second would take 100,000 years to cross. It is estimated that there are 100 billion stars in our galaxy, of which our sun is only one. Currently, the observable universe, which has a radius of 46.5 billion light years, seems to contain at least 2 trillion galaxies. Our God created them all. The Bible says in Genesis 1:16, "And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night." And then notice this phrase, "He made the stars also." God has numbered them all. He has named them all. He sustains them all. In light of all that, notice this question. Why sayest thou, O Jacob, and speakest, O Israel, My way is hid from the Lord, and my judgment is passed over from my God? The people of God who were in captivity felt like they'd been forgotten by God. They felt like that what they were going through was hidden from God. The God who is powerful enough to create all of the stars, knowledgeable enough to be aware of every one of them, and give distinct names to every one of them, could never overlook and be unaware of his people. The New Bible Commentary puts it this way, "The wrong inference from God's transcendence is that he is too great to care. The right one is that he is too great to fail." He is intimately aware of not only the stars, but every action of every human being that has, is, or will ever live. Listen to how Jeremiah expresses this in Jeremiah 32, verses 17 through 19. "Ah, Lord God, behold, thou hast made the heaven and the earth in thy great power, and stretched out arm, and there is nothing too hard for thee. Thou showest loving kindness unto thousands, and recompensest the iniquity of the fathers into the bosom of their children after them. The great and mighty God, the Lord of hosts, is his name, great in counsel and mighty in work, for thine eyes are open upon all the ways of the sons of men, to give everyone according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings." And again, that's Jeremiah 32, verses 17 through 19. With the God who created and sustains the heavens, nothing slips through the cracks. Behold the God who created the stars, and realize that he never has or never will forget about you. He is faithful. Thank you once again for listening to Meditations in Music. If this podcast has been a blessing to you, would you consider sharing it with others? In our next and final podcast from Isaiah 40, we will consider our God as the tireless one who strengthens the weary. God bless you, and thanks again for listening.